From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Sunday, November 7th, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you who are celebrating your special day today. I hope you have a beautiful birthday. Welcome new listeners, regular listeners. I love you. Here is the Slum Francisco, San Fran Feces, San Fran Fentanyl, San Francisco Daily Weather Report. Currently, it is a beautiful, bright, stereotypically California day. The temperature is 63 degrees Fahrenheit. It's gorgeous. All right. It's Self-Care Sunday. Self-Care Sunday. And I have to shout out a lady friend. No, people, I'm not a lesbian. I am unapologetically straight. Biologically born sexist womanist bohemian middle-aged libertine black woman. I have to thank a gal pal. She would send me these beautiful memes, Sunday self-care, and I got motivated from her, and now I'm doing this, and I'm giving her a shout out. And today's show is about loving friends, friends that are loving. If you didn't know, I'm all about the reciprocity. I'm a reciprocal woman. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. I don't do one-way back scratching. I don't do one-way cheerleading. I don't do one-way friendships. In the past, when I was younger and more immature, I tolerated things that I shouldn't. Most of us probably did. And some of us are doing that now. And you know what? When you know better, you do better.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.
Yeah, friends are loving. I have a friend, was very close to the late, great Richard, my late husband, arts co-producer, soulmate. Man, I still love. And by the way, when people die, the love doesn't go away. You have to find a container for the love. And this woman, my friend, she sent me a text last night. She was very giddy. Her and her boyfriend moved out of San Francisco like so many are doing daily. The exodus is real because it's dystopia overran with coddled criminals that don't get prosecuted and junkies, which are mentally ill drug addicts. They are drifting from all over America, living on the sidewalk because the hard left fake progressive policies here enable that. The point I'm making, though, my friend and her boyfriend had enough. He sold his place. She is subletting hers, and they moved across the bridge. I was busy last night, and she sent me a text, very giddy. And I looked at the text, and I wanted to sit my phone down and go back to what I was doing. You know what I did? I texted her back immediately and said, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. When was the last time you told one of your friends you're happy for them when they're celebrating something? When was the last time you told a friend of yours, congratulations? Then she showed me pictures of her new place. I said, oh, wow, you guys must be doing a lot of work. That must be exhausting. She said, yeah. I said, keep up with your rest. Make sure you get a lot of sleep. And she posted more photos. I said, I'm so happy for you. You know, I did that because I love her.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
I think one of the best things about having friends is that they love you and they behave in a loving way. Do you have friends that tell you they love you, but they don't act loving? Well, love is an action word. It's an action word. Love is just not, I love you, and the person is, for example, do you have friends that tell you they love you, and they are snarky? Snarky, you know those snarky people, they could never be straight when they talk to you in face-to-face or on social media. They're snarky or sarcastic. Guess what? That's not loving, and I don't care if some people might think, well, that's their love language. Get the heck out of here. That's not love. That's passive aggression. That's being sadistic. Love is caring, and love is an action word. You are actually doing something. I had a friend, well, I'm calling him an associate now. We are still currently associates, but I have demoted him. He would always say, "Dee Dee, you know I love you." Hey, guess what? Some people want to sucker us by telling us they love us, and they really don't. Like I said, you know when somebody loves you. A person who loves you is going to make that phone call. They're not going to make the excuse, "Oh, I was depressed." Everybody's depressed. "Oh, I was anxious." Everybody's anxious. They don't make the excuses. "Oh, I was too busy." If you have a friend who keeps telling you that they're too busy to contact you, they have demoted you to associate, but they didn't let you know.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Dee Dee LaFrac.
And friends who love you are going to be loving toward you. That is really it. And again, some people might say, "Oh, their love language." Some people love language. That's nonsense. Some people just don't love you. And they lie and say they do. I found out a lot about love after Richard died. And I had to call my friendship list. I had major epiphanies. That usually happens after tremendous trauma. I had epiphanies that some people just liked hanging out with me to ride my coattail, my social coattails, or to appropriate some ideas or to leech my vibe. They weren't friendly. They would be the people, "Oh, Dee Dee, you know I love you." But there I was, newly widowed, and some of those people, they would always give me excuses why they were too busy to return my phone call. I mean, yeah, why they were too busy to hang out with me. They didn't love me, and that's okay. So I did the job for them. I blocked them on social media. I blocked their phone number some. I gave them goodbye emails, and I told them why I wasn't being friends with them anymore. Yeah, I did that. I know. You have to be really brave to do something like that because they didn't love me. And it's okay if people don't love you. There are billions of people in the world. And when I got rid of the people who didn't love me, then more love came into my life. More love came into my life when I got rid of the phonies who kept telling me how much they loved me, but were too busy to stay in contact with a grieving widow. Well, I know it's hard. A lot of people are afraid of death. A lot of people really are scared of widows. They think they have to coddle us and take care of us. I learned so much about that. And the point I'm making as I wrap this self-care Sunday up is your friends should be loving and you should be loving to your friends. Some of you need to go and return those phone calls and those texts, or let the person go. Stop being a fake friend. If you don't love them, then you're not their friend. All right, everybody. It's a beautiful Sunday. I am continuing to enjoy it. I welcome all new listeners. Subscribe to get the notifications because I post at different times of the day. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.